and welcome to the Borderless Investing Show on Money Control, investing in equities across industries and asset classes within the Indian stock market has witnessed a spike and the pandemic has further fueled growth. But many investors who are keen to take the next step and diversify across borders are still toying with the idea of cross-border investing. So if you're also one of those, then the US stock market is just the right place to start. Stockle enables investors to access international markets and diversify their portfolios. So let's decode international investing. And for that, I'm joined with Mr. Vinay Bharadwaj, co-founder, co-CEO, Stockle. Thank you, Mr. Vinay, for joining us. It is a pleasure to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Great. So, Mr. Vinay, I would like to begin by asking you that there has been a surge in demand for international equities. More and more Indian investors are looking for avenues to diversify their portfolios and take advantage of international stock markets. So what are the various options that are available to Indian investors who are keen on investing in the US stock market?
No, absolutely. So from an Indian wanting to invest in global markets, there are typically like a couple of avenues which are available. One is the indirect avenue, which people could look at. Especially trying to invest via mutual fund, which tracks the US indices. There are a bunch of mutual fund companies, AMCs, which offer that for Indians. And the next avenue is to use a platform like Stockle, you know, open up a global investing account, so to say, and start investing in US listed companies. You know, people can invest as low as $1 in different companies. Now we have fractional investing, the universe of about 5,500 stocks and ETFs, which are available in the platform. So I think and the account opening process is absolutely seamless, right? So you can do your KYC checks and upload your KYC documents, and your account gets approved in less than 5 minutes, and you're ready to start your investing journey in the US market. So it's pretty seamless, pretty straightforward, and we are seeing a lot of interest and participation from Indian investors.
All right. So thank you for taking us through the various options and methods and how Indian investors can invest in global stocks. But what are the important factors that one should keep in mind while investing globally?
So typically, what we suggest and what experts in the market suggest is, you got to have at least about 10 to 15% of your portfolio allocation into the US global markets. That'll give you the proper diversification. So that is one thing which you got to keep in mind. And the second thing is you got to see, what kind of an investor are you? Now, are you a heavy trader? Are you going to invest for the long time, right? So basis that, you can pick and choose different plans which are available in our platform. And apart from that, you got to look at your forex cost and your overall reason as to why you want to invest in US markets. So these are the few factors which you got to look at from an investing perspective.
Sure, Mr. Vinay. But what about the various options that are available? As we discussed before, there are mutual funds, ETFs, IPOs. You can invest directly or indirectly. And also, why do you think this is the best time to invest in US equities?
As everyone knows, the entire global markets are going through a bull run at the moment. You can participate in global brands which you use on an everyday basis. So that gives you a pretty good exposure. And with the LRS scheme, right, the liberalized remittance scheme, each Indian investors can invest up to about $250,000for foreign investing, foreign use cases. And if you want to pay your kids' education or medical expenses or even want to invest in a stock market, you can use this LRS scheme from RBI to invest up to $250,000. So, all these things coupled with the bull run which is happening in the market, people can, easily diversify and look at, newer avenues.
All right. So actually, that was our next question about a liberalized remittance scheme. So thank you for answering that too. But moving on to the next question, I wanted to also understand for our audience, what is it about pre-configured baskets of stocks or stacks, as you call it, which enables new investors to make well-informed and safer decisions by leveraging research and experience of experts? So could you really explain the concept of stacks and what are the key features and advantages of them?
So what stacks are, in essence, is a thematic basket of portfolio, which are managed by regulated, investment advisors or ETF manufacturers in the US who have exposures to the market. They understand the market to a large extent. So they create this entire model portfolio and they manage it. So what Stockle does is we curate the entire stacks and platform, and people can pick and choose where they want to invest in, and they can start as low as, say, $100 to, you know, to anything, right? So it's a pretty good product, especially when you're looking at doing, value investing and want to be long-term in the US markets.
Definitely. So for amateur investors, stacks just makes it a lot more simpler to leverage expertise rather than investing on gut feeling.
Exactly.
All right. So moving on, is double taxation a concern? You mentioned foreign exchange rates. Should one keep a lookout for a lower exchange rate and invest around that time? And what are your thoughts about double taxation?
What Stockle is doing is, you know, we're trying to work with a bunch of banks to reduce the Forex cost for the customers. And, you know, we are already in talks with some of the largest banks, and pretty soon we will come up with a very preferential rates when people use our platform to, you know, start investing in the US markets. So that is something which we are, you know, heavily working on. And the moment we have that figured out, then people can start investing in a lot more efficiently, you know, which has been an issue. So that is, on the works. And in regards to taxation, you get only taxed in the US for your dividend payout. But when you repatriate the funds back to India, or when you, how it's taxed to a large extent is, you know, from your, you know, either it's just a short-term capital gain or a long-term capital gain taxation based on your investment slab in India. So, you know, you don't get taxed in the US, you get taxed in the India.
So thank you, Mr. Vinay, for taking us through the various options that Stockle offers. And to sum up, Stockle is a specialized investment firm which has not only opened doors for Indian investors to invest directly into stocks of the US markets, but it has also made wealth creation and diversification extremely easy and hassle-free. Thank you for joining us on the Borderless Money Show on Money Control. Stay tuned.